Molly. It's a brand new day. Yep, it is. Well, it's not yesterday anymore. It's today, all day long. Right, Mol? And look who's here. Oh, boy, am I ever glad you're here because... Whoops, that's my alarm clock. I wanted to get up really early today because, we've got a busy day ahead of us, don't we, Molly? This isn't my alarm clock. Do you remember where we have to go today, Molly? Well, naturally. But then... It's the sleepover, remember? In Granny's garden. Major Bedhead and Auntie Macassar are coming over, and we're going to camp out in the garden, and we're going to count shooting stars, and we're going to sing to the moon, and it's going to be really, really fun, isn't it, Molly? We have to pack our backpack and get ready. I don't want to forget anything. Mm-hmm. Then we'll go. Oh, I won't have time to do my clock stretch today, Molly. I'm way too busy. Oh, right. I promised, didn't I? And a promise is a promise, even to yourself. So I guess I'll just have to make time for my... Hey, that gives me an idea. I'll make time, all right. I'll pretend to be the hands of a clock, telling time. And you can guess what time I'm making. Want to? Come on. And Molly, while I'm stretching, could you please find that pesky alarm clock? We'll need it. Not yesterday, not tomorrow, today. I'm not a clown, I'm a clock. Can be fixed. I'll need my tools. Let's see. I'll just tighten this clinker door. What's this widget doing in here? Very best crunkle blunker. Maybe I should use this. You want pizza? Can't right now, Molly. Gotta fix our clock. Maybe I should clean it first. Molly, that's not helping. Molly, please stop doing that, or you'll have to have a time out. That's what we do in our house when some clown is being a pest or just won't cooperate. Some clown has to sit by themselves and think or calm down just for a little while until they are ready to join the group again. That's what we do. It really works, right, Molly? Probably that's what they do in the Foley house, too. Habba, what? The Foleys don't have a clock in their house. Well, I'll fix that. And Molly, please stop bugging me. Thank you. Dolly. Now, when the time dust from this has gone to the bottom, then you can come out from under the scarf and be with me again. There. While we're waiting, I can fix our clock without interruption. Clock's fixed, and time's up. Well, Molly, have you calmed down now? Well, good for you. That was a good time out. Oh! And now it's time for our sleepover. Let's get everything packed, Molly. Okay. Backpack. And jammies. Oh, your cute little bunny slippers. Now, what else do we need, Molly? Oh, right. Okay. Aha! Toothbrushes. So, do we have everything, Molly? Well, we can't take our big comfy couch. It's just too big. We'll be back to it tomorrow. Tomorrow is after one sleep all night. Tomorrow we'll be back on our big comfy couch. Now, off to the sleepover. Ready, we're here. Me and Molly. Yep, and we've got all our stuff.
Hello, little friends. I'm in here making pizza for our bedtime snack.
Molly, pizza! Just what you wanted, lucky duck.
Zucchini weenies and beanies. Cute, huh? Snicklepuss, don't mess with Granny's timer. I told you before. Now, into the oven, Mr. Pizza. Set the timer.
Hey, where is everybody? Granny, are you sure Auntie McCaster's coming to the sleepover? And Major Bedhead, too?
Sure, I'm sure. They'll probably get here in their own good time. Now, let's take things ready. Snickles! I told you! No fiddling. Hey, what's that?
It's Major Bedhead. Oh. Come on.
Hi, everybody. I'm here. I brought all my sleepover stuff.
Hello, Major Bedhead.
Hello, Bedhead.
Ah, let's see. Tent, toothbrush, trampoline, teddy bear.
I hope you brought your pajamas.
Pajamas? I need pajamas for a sleepover? Oh, gosh. Let's see. Pajamas? Pajamas? Oh, pajamas. Packed them.
I hope Auntie Macassar gets here soon.
Oh, don't you worry about her. She'll get here in her own sweet time.
You think so?
Oh, sure thing. Right now, it's time we got the tent all set up, Major. While we wait for Auntie Macassar and the sleepover pizza to be ready.
Pizza?
You betcha. Zucchini, weenie, and beanie. That's funny. The timer should have gone ding ding by now. What the? Why? But I think I can fix it up.
Oh, that's good. Let's go set up my tent.
Okay, let's go.
Right now, I gotta fix this cat. Snickle Fritz, I told you, don't clown around with Granny's timer, right? So, time out for cats until you are invited to join us. In 2 minutes.
Major Bedhead, is that your tent?
Yep.
Well, I really don't think you're gonna fit into such a tiny...
Ta-da!
Wow!
Now everything is ready.
I just wish every clown was here.
Surprise!
It's about time!
Mm-hmm. Time for our sleepover! Hello, everybody!
Hi, Auntie Macassar.
Where's the coolest cat in all of Clowntown?
I'll go and get him.
Meow. Hello yourself. So, you've had your time out. Are you ready to be a good kitty? Not a pickle pest anymore? Good. Because we miss you. And it's time for the sleepover.
Yeah.
And the zucchini weenie pizza. I think I can fix it up. It's time for my special pizza, I'd say.
Yes. Yummy.
We have to wait for it to cool down.
Well, I'm glad we're all here together again.
Me too. I haven't been on a sleepover in a dog's age. or a cat's age. Hey, Snickle Fritz, where have you been?
He was having a timeout.
This is special. It reminds me of the sleepovers I had when I was little.
Me too, when I was a little guy.
You were a little guy?
Yeah. I know it's hard to believe, but I was once a kid.
I wish I knew you then. Whoever you like.
Well, when I was little, I wasn't as big as I am now.
Really?
Really. I started out as a baby. And, like most baby clowns, I was born in a trunk. Yep. After the full moon had gone down and the morning sun had come up, there I was, widow little baby Bedhead. The ringmaster named me Minor Bedhead because I didn't have very much hair. But I didn't care. I was so cute. At first, I couldn't walk or anything. I just waved and smiled and drank my bottle like a good baby clown. And then one day, I saw something rolling by, and I wanted it a whole bunch. I had to get that rolling little duck toy to play with. So that's how I learned to crawl. I was so cute. It was fun crawling for a while. And then I saw something rolling by, and I wanted it a whole bunch. I wanted to push that rolling toy. So that's how I learned to walk. I was so cute. It was fun walking around for a while. And then I saw something rolling by, and I wanted it a whole bunch. I had to try that rolling kitty car, and I did. I rode on the sidewalk all around Clown Town. I was so cute, waving and smiling, saying howdy-do.
Howdy-do.
Yup, I was a happy little guy, riding around Clown Town, doing little guy stuff. Until one day, the most important day of my little life, I saw it. It was beautiful and shiny and had only one wheel. And I wanted it a whole bunch. And I was so clumsy. I had to practice and practice and practice some more, time and time again. But all the clowns said, "Keep on trying, little guy. You can do it." And I did. I learned to ride my unicycle without training wheels, like a grown-up clown. And because I was so good at rolling around Clown Town, the Clown Council announced, "Little Minor Bedhead is the best rolling clown in town." So we dub him Major Bedhead, Clown Town's official unicycle courier. Today, tomorrow, and for as long as he wants. And that was when I was presented with my official handlebars as Major Bedhead, Clown Town Courier. The end.
Aw, you are so cute.
And you still are.
Aw, shucks.
But I think we'll all be cuter in our pajamas. It's time for the sleeping part of the sleepover.
Yay. Come on, Molly, let's get changed.
And I'll change my tent.
Us dolls will change in my cart.
Aw, Snicklepuss, you're just fine. Perfect the way you are.
Come on, Snickle Fritz. Hey, Snickle Fritz. Hey, stop tickling. Cut that out.
Ta-da!
Hey, Snickle Fritz, hey, stop tickling. Hey, use your own toothbrush. Well, I'm all ready.
Me too.
Me three.
But where are we all going to sleep?
Well, my tent's not big enough for everyone.
Oh, now don't get your wig in a fright. We gals can all share my trusty travel comfy camping cot.
Your what?
Hmm? Oh, just watch. Pretty comfy, eh? Come on, climb on in. First one to see a shooting star gets the best dream.
Look. Oh. Auntie Macassar, would you sing a lullaby for Molly and me, please?
Oh, me too.
Me three.
I'll sing us all a lullaby.
Whoops. Ah, nighty-night.
This day is done, it left with the sun. Bedtime is near, 'cause twilight is here. You're tired, so sleep, you'll dream good night. You'll wake tomorrow, it's just a sleep away. This day is done, it left with the sun, anchors away, tomorrow's another day. tired, so sleep. You'll dream good night. You'll wake tomorrow. It's just a sleep away. You're tired, so sleep. You'll dream good night.
Night, night. I can't sleep. I want to sleep on our big comfy couch. Do you, Molly? You do? Auntie McAllister?
Yes.
This is a really nice, big, comfy cot. But, well, we miss our big, comfy couch. It's where we sleep best.
Okay, then. Home it is. Sleep tight.
Oh, Molly, I can't wait to get to sleep. Hey? Homemade? Who made this big mess? Me? Are you sure? Oh, well then, I have to clean it up. It's only fair. Boy, I hope I have enough energy for the 10-second tidy. Ready, set, go! Time for sleep and dreams. Well, you can sing to the moon if you like, but me, I... Shh! Hey, don't you know that clowns are trying to sleep around here? I think this clock needs a timeout. There. Well, see ya.
Tomorrow, I hope.
Yep, that's the day after today. Today's tomorrow's yesterday. And the clown jumped over the moon.